Ishkala mabulela, ishkala mabulela, ishkala mabulela, ishkala mabulela, ala ya jamil. Allah ya Jamil, Allah ya Jamil, Allah, Allah. Ishkala mabulela, ishkala mabulela, ishkala mabulela, ishkala mabulela, ala ya Jamil. Jamil, Allah, ya Jamil, Allah, Allah. Ishkala mabulela, ishkala mabulela, ishkala.
What are you thinking, Hosan? You're embarrassed, no? Why? It's good that you get embarrassed of it, because I'm trying to wake you up all the time here. And again, you fall asleep. It's like, it's a kind of sickness, they say, no? Sleepy sickness. But this is not the place to fall asleep. I heard you going back to England. How come? Because you get too tired in satsang?
Because I promised to take my youngest daughter away, somewhere sunny, and the only time she could fit it in was leaving on Wednesday to Portugal, so I'm taking her away.
That's how it is to have family, no? Go wherever, but don't fall asleep. That's the thing. Don't be split either, no? Don't be split. If it's something one has to do, do it, but don't fall asleep. That's the main thing. Then wherever you are there, no? Are we waking up now? Oh, much better. And give my love to the children, oh? The children who is not children anymore. This old habit of sleep has been very long time with you. It's very easy to fall asleep. But you have to remember, you have to wake up, no? You have to help yourself to stay alert. When you are in satsang, you should do all the effort to stay alert, no? To be receptive, to drink, no? And that's what they say, that something gets served here that doesn't get served so many places, no? So then don't waste time. I've been feeling some pushing on and off for quite some time. And today after satsang, the balloon popped and I saw that the only way I really know how to measure my own value is how good I am at my work. And of course, as usual, I feel that I should do more, that it should be better and is not good enough. So it is a pretty sad story, but this is what I have learned. This I also bring into the work I do around you, and I want to learn a new way to relate to work, to life itself. Hey, Pratita. We talked about this yesterday too, no? So you're not alone. This is the habit. And yesterday I said the same, no? The society, the family, they only know the body. They only know the physical, so they only know the worth of any physical work. So your worth is measured in what you do. And of course, if you are only trained in that, you will bring that here also. But that has to go. Because if you bring with you that you have to do better, you have to work more, you have to be perfect, then you also expect that you need recognition. And that you will never get here. Because work, if it comes from the right place, which I'm taking you, then it will become service. It's worship in itself. Because you are doing what you want to do. That's not how it is in the world. There you work to get recognition, to get money, to get fame, to be liked. No, this is just for you here. But this you cannot see before you change, because everybody comes with this. And then you will just get disappointed. Many people who have come, they write to me that I don't know how to behave. I don't know how to be here. Of course you don't, because you've been a robot. So the first thing I have to do is to try to destroy that robotness. Because robots, they can be very efficient, but the robots cannot be happy. And I want happy people, no? Happy people is nice. To dance with happy people, very blissful. Dance with robots, not, you feel very strange. Maybe robots even can dance. But the human being in between many robots feel very strange. And this is the sad thing with humans. They become like robots. They behave, right? They can do everything. And they can do things very, very efficiently. And then you are worth a lot if you are very efficient. So, of course, when that starts crumbling, if you don't have another understanding, it's very scary. And that's how it is in normal society. Then you feel useless, then you feel guilty, then you don't feel good enough. But this is bound to happen here. And not that you are not doing anything, because everybody, life, you have to do things. But it has to come from a different place in you. And that is what you are longing for. So you say it's a pretty sad story. It is a pretty sad story. But the nice thing is that you see it. When you see that you've been living a sad story, then only you can change it. And in fact, it's already changed. It's just that I'm making it more clear for you that it's finished. And this is the right way. You say you want to learn a new way to relate to work, to life. My situation now is that I don't need to go out working in the society unless I want to. Yeah, but who does? If you don't have to. If you have to, good, do it and do it happily. But if you don't, no, you have something else. I don't need to go out working in the society unless I want to, but to do something is good for me. Yes, but now you see you have a different challenge, because now you have to find something you really like and something that is nourishing for you. And you have to be more creative. And that can be just in little things. You can make food like a robot, or you can make food very creative, very happy, you know, very blissful. It all depends on your state of mind or your state of being. So it's not, that's why I say, it doesn't matter really what you do. It's just the quality you have in you that you bring with you. You have a very good situation then. You don't need to be working. Very good situation. Because for many people, they have the other, they want to be here, but they have to go and work. I think this work situation also has to do with responsibility, that it becomes like a burden and is very serious. Instead of seeing the value of other trusting me. And that's why I had to talk about these things, because it's many of you have this dilemma. And for me, you are more than enough worth in yourself. I don't really care what you do. Just find something you like to do and put your energy into it and make it more beautiful. That is the challenge of being creative. Make it more playful, make it more beautiful. I think this work situation also has to do with responsibility, that it becomes like a burden and very serious. Yes, because that is how responsibility is a very serious word in the society. You have to be responsible. That is not how I mean when I say responsible. Because it's always a paradox, because we only have one language, but in fact, you should have one unconscious language and one enlightened language. So this is the dilemma from the enlightened ones. They have to use the unenlightened language, because that's what people use. And then they put in a few enlightened words to try to hint that this something else is possible. So this with responsibility, when you are stuck in society, which is where you come from, where everything is serious, and you have to be good and better in work, and to be appreciated, and all these things. That is the ego game, no? That is what the ego is longing for, and egos are teaching you this, because society is made of egos. To be better, to step on the other to get ahead, to prove yourself, to have more money, to have better grades. All these things, all these silly ego games, this is how the society is, and this is in everybody if you don't become aware. So then you have responsibility there, like you have responsibility towards your country. If you are in war, then everybody has to become soldiers, protect the country, protect the religion, your responsibility. To be good to your parents, responsibility. Your children, your society, your religion, very big one, heavy one. This is heavy duty responsibility. And maybe you're not interested at all in not none of these things. But the whole society puts it on. You have to be responsible. This is the responsible of the unconscious, of the lower self, of the ego. What I'm talking about is responsibility over your higher self. And as if you are not in touch with your higher self, with your more truth, then you will only have responsibility on the lower level. As soon as you touch the higher self in you, your truth in you, then you will get responsibility towards that. And that is the only responsibility you should have, really, to be free. Then you have responsibility towards God, towards life, towards love, towards truth, towards freedom, towards compassion. Then you have responsibility to all these things, but that is impossible if you haven't touched that in you. That's why everybody is a slave of the lower, because they haven't touched that divinity in themselves. As soon as you touch that, then you start getting different responsibilities. And, of course, then those responsibilities will look very strange in the eyes of the society or the family. In fact, they will judge you. And they will say, you have responsibilities. And it looks like you don't care. It's not that you don't care, it's that just that you have found something higher. Now you are responsible to something else. When Buddha left his wife, his castle, his money, his family, do you think it was unresponsibility? It was something else that was touching him, that was calling him. It was a deeper responsibility towards his own quest. Then is bound, if you follow that higher responsibility, you are bound to be judged by your own family, by the society, by the religion. All that is normal will judge you because they are not in touch with it. That's how it has been for all the mystics. When Jesus says, I don't know this woman outside the temple, they say, it's your mother, she's coming. You have to go and see her. She's desperate to see you. And he says, I don't know that woman. This is my responsibility. Here, I'm talking the truth. When Ramana Maharshi leaves his family, 16 years old, and go to Arunachala, do you think it's irresponsibility? It's something else that is taking over. It's something else that your very heart and soul remembers. And then you forget everything. You are totally innocent because you don't belong to the lower responsibility. Something else has been taking over your whole being. And there is absolutely no thinking, there is absolutely no doubt, there is absolutely no guilt. Because all those things belong to the ego. But for most people, it takes time. When you go through this, you have to go through all those things, your guilt, your fear, your attachments, the judgments from family, from friends, your own unworthiness, confusion, all these things you have to go through. It's the only way. And if you're not strong enough, you fall back, because it's much easier to be unconscious. This game is not for the weak, it's only for the strong, strong in spirit. That's what I mean when I talk about responsibility. That's the only responsibility, because then you see clearly. And from that view, you see what you should do and not do. There's no confusion there. And if people don't understand, that's a pity. It can be sad. It can even be painful. But what to do? You have to be committed. You are responsible to something else. You are responsible to God's laws, not to the human laws. But be aware, they can crucify you for that. That's the risk. I think this work situation also has to do with responsibility, that it becomes like a burden and very serious, instead of seeing the value of others trusting me. In one way or another, I know I will see my own value. But that has to grow and come from the inside. Exactly, and it is coming from the inside. No, it starts growing there, this seeing, this understanding. And that's what I'm helping you to trust. Because otherwise it's almost impossible to make it. Alone is almost impossible to make it. That's the blessing of having somebody that you love, that you trust, to have a guru, to have a master. Because something in you know that this is true. So in spite of your own mind, you trust that. I can feel that I want to learn to work for you with my whole heart, with my whole heart and soul in a beautiful way. To learn how to live life in a beautiful way, in a simple way. That's what I'm doing here, Prachita. Look where you are. Could it be more beautiful? Could it be more simple? If you have eyes, you see. And if you see, then you will be happy. I had a big opening in my heart, very strong and also very physical. Sometimes this opening in the heart can feel very physical, almost like a heart attack, because it starts growing. So it's like it's been so long inside a shell that when it breaks that protection, it feels almost physically painful. It's waking up. And this changed me. Something really came back to me, and I was left in a state of wonder. In many of the satsangs, I felt this flood of love and life between you and me. And it was like I was breathing you into my heart, totally open, trusting. And I felt I could receive more and more of what you are sharing. Thank you for showing me love over and over again. That is what satsang is. Just breathing me into your heart. Drink me. Eat me. That is what satsang is, to be in a deep synchronicity, communion with the Master. There is nothing in between. You are just totally open, available. And only then it can happen. And then, out of that, then grace, gratitude, love, peace, understanding, it comes by itself. The whole question is how open you are. And I have to show you love over and over again. Thank you for letting me be here with you. I don't always know how to express it, but I love you very, very, very much. Yours, Prachitta. I know. And that love will grow. This is my temple here.
world, the innocent eyes of a little girl, wild spirit in a wild dream, passing through this world alone. A wild river rolling to the restless sea, a white cloud moving silently, a silver moon shining through, shining on me and you, me and you. Where we're bound, nobody knows, and we're too far gone to take it easy. Feel the grass beneath our feet as it grows. Feel the wind in our hair as it blows. We got the courage to be wrong and the strength. Strength of a rose. Wild flower in a wild wind, wild voice singing deep within, wild night when your dreams come true. It's happening to me. Wild river rolling to the restless sea. What is meant to be will be. It's a wild life, no matter what we do. Happening to me and you, me and you. Where I'm bound, nobody knows. I'm too far gone to take it easy. Feel the grass beneath my feet as it grows, and I feel the wind in my hair as it blows. I got the courage to be wrong and the strength.
When one has first found truth or the way back to your own heart, then you will be so happy, so grateful, that you, whatever you will do will be a play. Everything's come from there. From the mind, then all the problems. To be good enough, expectations, right or wrong, all these things. But out of a devoted heart, then you just want to serve. You want to serve love itself. That should be the way. Then nothing can go wrong because you are in the service of love itself. One enlightened woman called Meera, she is a saint now in India, very, very well loved. She says, I have become so fond of what my master showed me. I have been so blissful that I have become addicted to what he gives. And except for that feeling, nothing feels good anymore. Nothing feels good. Only what my master gives. This whole world to me has become like a dream. My desires have departed and so left me free. What the world thinks means nothing to me. And the world will think and it will judge. But who cares when you are free of that whole mind? Only then can you say, what the world thinks means nothing to me. My master has saved me. I don't need all that running around. All that I know have left is a deep longing for peace. Then you are safe. Otherwise, people have so many longings, so many desires. If all that goes into one longing, the longing for peace, then it's very easy. Beloved, it is so good to be in satsang again. I need your reminders and to be in your love and light. I need to be challenged to expand from my little self to the one heart. I know less and less and find more and more the space to rest in it. Yes, I feel more open and more exposed, sometimes also insecure. And this just brings me back to the trust in love. Thank you, beloved, again and again. Much, much love, Bansi. It's good, Bansi, that you come out again. You need my reminders, I know, most people do. And when you really know that you need it, then you are available. You say, I need to be challenged to expand from my little self to the one heart. But why be challenged? There's still somebody there, that old fighter, that old doubter, that old fearful one, that old competition. Why be challenged? It means that you still want to fight then. You have to see yourself that there's no need for that. The only way to get love and light and to be available to the Master is a loving communion, not a challenge. It's the only way. If there is not an open, loving communion, an openness, a readiness, a thirstiness, a receptivity, it's impossible. You are creating something so easy, very difficult for yourself. This is not a challenge. I want nothing from you. I'm overflowing. For you, it's just to drink. What challenge is in that? Not much. Not much. But that is the old habit. So it's good, Bansi, that you see and that you feel it's so good to be in satsang again. That means, no, I reminded you again on something deeper. And you, that you need my reminders and to be in your love and light. Because only love and an openness, not challenge, can bring you to a true understanding, to a true surrender. Nobody can do it for you. It's an opening of your own heart. That's why Osho said that the master is more like alcohol. He is full of the divine. And that's exactly how it is. That's why I say this is my pub. The master is full of something, nectar, some very potent alcohol, divine alcohol. No, the disciple, when he comes to satsang, when he comes to the master's pub, he has to drink. If he will sit there not drinking, he will look stupid. And what challenge is in that? You just drink. It's very effortless to drink. Then more you drink, more intoxicated you get. The more drunk you will get. The more jiggly boogly diggly you get. That's how easy it is. Is no work, is no technique, is no meditation, is no doing, is no challenge, is no fighting, is no questioning, is just drinking. But for that drinking, you have to have love, you have to have trust, you have to have receptivity. And this is what you are facing, that you are seeing now, this old, because you are tired of it, like everybody is. You need to be challenged to expand from your little self to the one heart. I will go on reminding you, but you have to see what you're doing to yourself. So it's very good, Bansi, you wrote this, because you also wrote me a letter just at the last satsang in Brazil. And I don't like to have anything hanging there. I want everything clean. So now I will answer you. Beloved Babaji, beloved one, to write this letter is a miracle, because then it means that the ghost of feeling unworthy has loosened its grips on me, and that I am surrendering myself and asking you to save me. Please, beloved, save me. I can't do that. I'm not the savior. I don't play that game. Only you can save yourself. Yes, maybe by drinking my light, my love, to be open for it, then that will be healing, that you can be saved. In fact, that you remember that you are saved. And that I am surrendering myself In surrendering, it means that you are already free then. Surrendering is freedom. Because what is it that surrenders? It's the ego. The ego surrenders, it means it goes. No, there is no resistance, nothing in between you and the Master. What is it that is between? What is it that holding you back? It's your ego, it's your past, it's your identity. It's what needs to challenge, to doubt. Surrender means all that is gone. You have understood that I'm not here to fight. I'm one. I'm here to be one. Like you say, you're longing for the one heart. That is surrender. When you are that one heart, you are one with the whole. You are one with the Master. You are one with existence. You are one being, not split. Not a split personality, but one unity, one heart. That is surrendering. If that has happened, then you are one. Then you are really drinking the Master. Because now is nothing in between. So if you have surrendered, my dear, then is nothing to be challenged anymore. So even if you had the taste of surrendering, then somebody must have come back. And if you are surrendered, then you are always in tune. That is what surrendering is. There is no more separation. If you surrender to the Master, and the Master is just an excuse, then you will see that you have surrendered to God itself, to your own truth, to your own heart, to the one heart that the Master is already part of. You cannot do it. It is a happening. It is grace itself. I tell you 1,000 times, you cannot do surrender. You cannot do love. You cannot do peace. It's bigger than you. But when you are worthy, then it can come and flood you. Then it can move in. And if it has moved in, then there is no more question. And absolutely not, please save me. Is no more nobody to be saved. In surrender, you are gone. So I have to remind you, don't play with these words. You have no idea. Surrender, devotion. You have to be very, very worthy, empty, receptive, absolutely no resistance. And absolutely no challenge. And this is very hard because you have been a long time around and it's painful. It's painful for the ego. But this is how hard the conditioning is. If it's to work, like Pratita said, or the old challenging mind of the male ego, or whatever it is, you have to become very aware of the tricks of the ego to keep you separate. To keep you safe. You cannot just dream, and you can dream for a long time. And I'm very happy, Bansi, because now I can start talking more direct to you. I have people who is totally surrendered. They're totally gone. There's absolutely no resistance. I can say whatever. But if that hasn't have happened, then I have to be more careful because I know I can hurt your ego. Then you will be resistant, more resistant to me. So it's a game. When you have really surrendered, then no problem. You know, you can trust me 100% because that's how you got surrendered. You got touched by the truth that you tasted from the Master, His love and His light. That gave you courage to surrender into more bliss, into more truth, into more love. You know, you have the proof. You have the proof in your own being. Then it's impossible to resist them, because it's your own proof, it's your own heart, you know. And then you also know, even if the Master will hit you, you are unshakable. Several times, this old ghost feels like a sword in the solar plexus, cutting me in half. Yes, because this old solar plexus, that is your power. It's not about any power trip anymore. Relax. And another thing with solar plexus, when you can't go higher, talking about the chakras, then you will always be stuck in the lower tree, which 99% of people are. They're just functioning down in the lower chakras. So it's just an indication you have to go beyond all your power games, all your trips, all your arrogance. There is nothing to fight for anymore. It's a surrendering. It has to. Otherwise, you will never reach the heart. The heart has its own laws. You can only come in there very, 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 very humble, very loving, very understanding, when you start seeing things as they are. Then only can you enter into the temple of love. Then when you reach the heart, then everything starts happening in a different way. Then you are not so bound with the lower energies, the lower desires, the darkness, the confusion, the fear, the competition. Then getting stabilized in your heart. And that's why I'm talking so much about the heart. Being aware of your past tendencies, all your games, all your trips, all your desires. Be aware, don't go there. Settle more and more in your heart, in your truth, in peace, in love. Then that energy slowly, slowly starts rising. It's a midpoint. Then you have three chakras above. No, it's a different energy. No, it's anti-gravity. Underneath is gravity. And that's why people feel so dense, so dark. Don't play with these words. This old ghost feels like a sword in the solar plexus, cutting me in half. It always comes like a surprise when I'm enjoying myself and when I come closer to love. Yeah, because when you come close to love, my dear, then you start losing yourself. And no ego likes to lose itself. It means losing control. That's why love is almost gone from the world also. Because it's the most natural way for human beings to lose yourself. Even in sex, people can't really lose themselves because they become so tight. What to say about love? Then you lose totally yourself. But if you have something to devote yourself to love itself, then the heart will be very, very happy to lose yourself. Because in losing yourself, you become full. You regain yourself by losing yourself. You're losing the small and you're regaining your heart, your vastness. But of course, that the ego is very afraid of. That's why people cannot surrender. That's why you are afraid of going into love. You're always playing safe. And that's why people go on changing all the time also. It can never go deep. Because you're afraid when it starts going deep. You're losing yourself. And it's the most natural way to lose you, to lose the ego, disappear, melt in love. But it's almost forgotten now, like everything else, which is beautiful. Several times in life I have seen myself leaving everything, putting myself in exile from life, without understanding why I was doing this. But I was powerless, numb. Yeah, because we are a slave of the mind. Whenever you come close to something, then retreat. It's getting too dangerous. This is why it's so hilarious for the master to see what you are longing for, you are afraid of. Then I try from this way, from that way, then to that way. And then you suddenly, ah, it's so nice. But it takes you unaware. You have to allow just to let it go. Because it's an old game, very old game. And after you say this beautiful cleansing in mystic rose, and that's another thing. You might have been a long time, and many people have, but many mystic roses might be needed. Many things might be needed. Because you are changing all the time. And what something did, one group, one understanding, one meditation, it can work totally different when you are functioning from another place in yourself. It can go much deeper. So never think that, oh, I have done so much. You never know when it's going to happen. It can happen in mystic rose, it can happen going for a walk in the forest. Just be available. But you say after this, what came up stronger and stronger was the issue of feeling unworthy. First it came like the old tension in solar plexus. And then as I was watching day after day, I saw how my whole system was closing down. Then no, not here, not now. Fuck, I was so helpless, what could I do? I was as dedicated in this process in the retreat with you as I possibly could. I felt a growing desperation. Great, be desperate. Be totally desperate. Because you have to realize that you are helpless. That is another thing. You have been trying from this way and that way and this way and that way. And then you say, fuck, I was so helpless. Be helpless. Your ego is very afraid to be helpless. What does it mean to be helpless? No, you have to trust. You have to let that sink as deep as you can inside. You are helpless. That is surrender. You've been trying so much. And you are the problem. When you are gone, no problem. That is surrender. Oh my God, how can I talk about the things that you cannot talk about? But this is exactly how it is. No, you're going deeper. And then I was so dedicated to the process in the retreat as I possibly could. You are still doing. You don't need to do anything. It should be totally effortless. If it's what you really want, then it's not the doing, it's effortless. You cannot do meditation, you cannot do love, you cannot do surrender, you cannot do peace. It's you have to let go into it. And the only way, if you really, really realize, not only intellectually understanding, that you are helpless. I want peace. I had enough. And I'm so open, I'm so receptive, that I don't even need any challenge. Because any doing, any effort can only take you that far. And when you have any effort and doing, then you cannot relax. You cannot be at ease then. And you don't need to do anything for something that is already there. That's where it's so frustrating for the seeker. Because you know the world of doing, of fighting, of challenge. But you don't know the world of surrender, of trust, of love, of melting, of disappearing. You know the physical, but you don't know the spiritual. And that is always a longing. Because in you, you have the spiritual, you have the divine, but you're stuck in this material. And then, of course, the material, the body, your mind, your identification with the body, will always have fear for that. Because that will take you beyond. You will, in a way, that's why they call it the death, because you will lose your body. You will lose your identification with your body. But in that losing, you regain your connection with the divine. And when that happens, there is no more fear. Because then you know you cannot die. Only the body can die. That is surrender. And if that has happened, no more problem. I promise you. For 24 years, I had no problem, no fear. And I would be really surprised if it comes now. You know what comes now? Only the sun comes now. Just here in my lap, it comes. Even the sun comes in your lap then. You can like that, pussy pussy, like that. The whole sun you can cuddle with. That's how beautiful it is. Your fingers are cold and then the sun comes. That's how surrender is. Why should I challenge the sun? He's my best friend, no? My best friend. In fact, I would guard myself to say anything about my best friends, no? You only say beautiful things about your best friends. That's how it is. So then you've asked this issue of unworthy. And that is also another game of the ego. Because some people feel unworthy and some people feel superior. No, maybe you have been feeling superior before. No, the last year or so you have been collapsing. Very good. now I can start talking to you in a more grown-up way. So that is good, because first you had your image, your so-called superiority. Now all that is crushed. Now you feel unworthy. But it's just the other side of the coin. You have to go beyond any worthiness and unworthiness. This bird, is he worthy or unworthy? What do you think when he sings this song, that bird? Do you think it comes from a place of worthiness or unworthiness in that little bird mind, that innocent bird mind? Do you think he's feeling unworthy or worthy? Superior or inferior? No, only humans is playing these stupid games. And I'm here to remove those games so you also can sing. Not that you're superior or inferior, you're just yourself. Peep, peep. That's why they say the guru even understands the language of the animals. Not that they understand physically, saying, peep, 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 say, I am hungry. No, you understand from your soul. You know how it is, that freedom of being a bird, that innocence, no? It's like that. So some people, they feel very superior, then we have to break that. Slowly, slowly, you have to become, then the other side is to feel unworthy. Unworthy is very good after you being very superior, because then means you're getting more humble. You're losing that image. Some people, they feel unworthy already when they come. They have to build up and become more worthy. But it's just a game. You have to go beyond both. Because it's not a question about unworthy or worthy. It's just a question of being yourself. Being a happy peep peep bird, human bird, and sing your song. That is what it's all about. It's almost too simple, and that's why you miss it. But this, most people, they have to go through that. And real worth, it can only come when that is gone, your whole ego is gone. Because then you are part of the whole again. Then you are worthy. Only then you are worthy. But when you are really worthy, you don't even think that you are worthy. You have forgotten all about worth and unworth. You are just busy living. Just like the bird, he doesn't think about he's worthy. Many times I was grasping my new mala just to feel closer to you, closer to the real, to come back into the light. Yes, that can help, because you have to become real. You have to start where you are. Anything that can remind you to come back. Anybody who is very proud, very superior, he will never ask for help. So that is also a sign to be helpless. And they say, how can God help you? Because everybody knows what to do. Only those who ask, knock and it will be open unto you, he says. You have to realize first that you are lost, that you are hungry, that you are thirsty, that you are longing. Otherwise, nothing can be given. So this is beautiful. It starts happening. No, take care. You have to take care of that flower. Beloved, in the last sitting, on the last day, I was graced with a sitting where there were no tensions, just peace and an alive energy. This last sitting gave me the proof that the ghost, the pain of feeling unworthy, is not real. What a blessing. Yes, I tell you always it's not real. But you cannot believe me before you have that realization. That is the difference. You cannot believe in the Master. You have to have that realization. And then when you have that realization, then your trust goes deeper because it's your own understanding, your own realization. And this is just what the Master has been talking about. Hello? Then you get more trust. Then you start understanding deeper and deeper what this is all about. And only when there is no tensions, only peace and an alive energy, is this gone. And this is only what I'm talking about. So again, I remind you, all your mind things, all your protection, all your ghost, all your fighting, it all has to go. Otherwise, it's impossible to really drink what I'm serving. Even though, of course, it still tastes good, but it can do much more than what you dream about. I feel helpless about all this. I laugh and cry when I can. And now, this moment, I'm writing you so I can feel close to you, to love, to life. I love you. I always have. I always will. Your helpless fool, Bansi. I know, Bansi, but just accept that. If you remember that simple thing, you just love me. Don't try to make it complicated, all these things, other things you get involved with. Just keep it simple. You're a simple man. Don't try to be intelligent. Just be easy. Just a simple man. You're a helpless fool yourself, Bansi. Yes. This is the truth, I always said. But now you start seeing it yourself. And I always say, you can only start from where you are. So now if you have been superior and very spiritual for so long, and now you realize, I always said you're a fool. No, you're a fool. Okay, good. Now we start. Now it's the right moment. Then I'm relieved. And you are also. Now you're smiling. So you see, I don't give up. I don't give up on anybody, you know. You can never win anyway. The only thing is that you can get stuck, you can escape. But sooner or later, you have to face yourself, you have to come back. If it's in this life or the next or in 20 lives, it doesn't matter. But there's no way around it. The truth is truth, and it does not change like the sun. I love you, I always say, I always will. Yes. Just these simple things is more than enough. Then who cares about all this? In that love, then all the ghosts are gone then. All that is your own fabrication. Love is the healer, not the doing, not the fighting, not the challenging. It's love. Because love is God. That's what you have to surrender to. That's what you have to be devoted to. So let this be a new beginning. You ask, what can you do? You cannot do anything. Just feel this. Feel the sun, feel the love, feel the compassion. Be grateful for this life. And especially for you who are here. Don't miss the opportunity. And you say then, in the last day, you were graced with no tension, just peace, and an alive energy. And now, any tension? Peace is there? Alive energy? No, you are open, you see the difference. What is the nicest? To have all those tensions? That solar plexus pain? That conflict of peace, silence, everything relaxed, everything open. This is what you have to see enough. Isn't that much better than all these old ego games and worthy or unworthy of tension, of fighting, of challenging, of fear? Isn't that much better? No tension, just peace and an alive energy. The only thing the helpless fool can be is to be devoted to that. I have to keep an eye on everybody, what to do. I'm happy, Bansi, because now I can talk to you. Sometimes it's too much in the head, then I can't talk to people. It's very difficult. Sometimes when you need it the most, I cannot talk to you because it's too much you there. My words only come here and then they fall down because it's so much stuff. Listen to that, what this Rumi says. Sublime generosity. I was dead, then alive. Weeping, then laughing. This is how you have been before you came to satsang, before you met the master, before you met the Rumi, before Rumi met his master, Shams. I was dead, then I became alive. I was weeping, then I was laughing. Then the power of love came into me, and I became fierce like a lion. Then tender like the evening star. The master said, but you are not mad enough. You don't belong to this house. I went wild, and I had to be tied up. That's how wild I was. But the master said, hey, still not wild enough to stay here with me. I broke through another layer into joyfulness, into bliss. The master said, this is not enough. This is nothing. What are you doing? Then I just died. The master said, you are such a clever little man, full of fantasy and doubting. Such a fucker. I plucked out all my feathers and I became a fool. Then my master said, now you start becoming a candle for this gathering. But I said, I'm no candle, look, I'm just scattered smoke. No, no, you are the light yourself. No, no, I'm not, I have no power, I'm just confused. The master said, you already have wings. I cannot give you wings. You have to find your own. This is the master's gift. The master doesn't say much. He's just arranging, moving the chess pieces silently around. The realization for the disciple is that, what a blessing, I'm a part of this master game. And it makes me so happy, so amazingly happy. The only thing you can do, be quiet, listen, become more receptive, drink it. This is the master's gift. I was dead, then alive. Remember, you are alive. There's so many things we have to go through. That is satsang. Bringing you back home. So easy. Just allow it to happen. Everything relaxed. No tensions. Only peace. Only love. Focus on that. Focus on the real.
At such juga at such ebi such nanak hosi bi such at such juga. Such, 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 such
Cold now, okay, I will stop now. Got it.
Oh, to us.